Hello, everybody. My name is Rick Napier, president at 321 Biz Development. And I'm also putting this episode up on the insurance side as Clarence Napier, multi-state insurance broker. Phone number for 321 Biz Dev is 855-600-9911. Phone number for the insurance brokerage is 866-901-9876. So the month of March is coming to a close. I had a great month of March with meeting new people, making some money, but something I need to tell people. There are a lot of business owners that are trying to do this thing solo. They're trying to run their businesses solo. And I'm not talking about as a solo practitioner compared to being an LLC or having a team of people that you work with in your company. I'm mainly referring to business owners not in collaboration mode. And the recent real estate settlement to change the real estate commissions was an eye-opener. And it's something I've seen coming long time ago, probably since 2012, 2013. So when I say real estate commissions change, I'm not saying that, you know, the real estate agents could not always negotiate their own commissions. What I'm saying is now consumers are less likely to accept the standard commission model, which was 2%, 2.5%, 3% on each side, 6% total, 5%. You know, so in other words, when you talk to a consumer, and if you are a realtor, that realtor knows now they have more power to say, I'm only going to pay you $5,000 instead of $15,000 or $30,000. And the other agent can find their own agent. But this is not about the real estate industry, this podcast episode. This is about a lot of business owners trying to fly solo, which means they are looking at their businesses and saying, I am the only one that can help my business grow. Nobody else. No other, you know, I mean, outside of referrals, they're basically saying it's just me, you know, or like me or the highway. You know that phrase, my way or no way, or me or the highway. Some phrase like that. You know what I'm talking about. And it's going to be very painful. I'm starting to see the signs of small business owners trying to go solo and not accepting any support, even if the support is free. Now, check that out. Even if the support is free, many business owners are saying, my drive and passion and my ability to do it myself is better than any outside support I can get. And I'm letting business owners know, man, that's not the right way to do it. And I know some business owners are saying, I've been tricked by so many marketing scams. I'm not going to pay 321 Biz Dev $1,000 or $1,500 or $500 or any amount because I'm never going to see anything from it. And I've had somebody here in Georgia flat out tell me that, yet he was part of a networking group that did nothing for him. So as I wrap this episode up, I want to let small business owners know to start asking for help, even if the help seems like, I'm not sure if this is going to help me. Sit down with the person, get on the phone with the person, look at what other people are doing. Because in this current economy, I don't think we've seen the worst of it yet. And it's one of the reasons why I decided to leave California, because I didn't see California getting better. Oh, yeah, California is a beautiful place. Oh, San Francisco, lovely. Looks like Paris and Milan and the, you know, the Champs-Élysées in France. But I had to get up out of there because the signs for business were not looking great. And it wasn't so much for my business, because I could have sustained myself in California with my businesses. But what I saw around me happening to other business owners, I knew one day that would creep into my business. It may have taken 2 to 3 years, but I saw what was happening with other small business owners and large business owners and big industries. I said, one day this is going to impact me, and I want to get out before it's too late. So I'm letting small business owners know, be open to collaboration. And trust me, I am working with people right now who are open to collaboration. I just had recently a person wanting to pay me for something that I typically do not do. And I'm going to help them anyway without the pay, because that's not, because anyway, because the what I can tell them is probably about their business is not going to help them grow their business. So I'm not accepting any funds for that. I'm just going to tell them the truth, that what they want to do based on the question that they asked me is not going to work. And I can prove it. I'm not trying to belittle the person, but I understand what they want to do and it's not going to work. Then I will offer some other ideas, recommend some other ideas within the same scope of the products and services that they want to offer that will work. You see, what happens sometimes is that we say, oh, my business is good at this. Okay, that might be true, but does the market exist for what you think your business is good at? That's a whole nother ball game. So with some businesses, you might be good at something called the task, but the effort side and the ROI side of when you complete your work, you know, perhaps you may not put enough effort and you need to, and maybe you can't, maybe you don't know how to. 321 Biz Dev can help with that. Or maybe you believe that your product has a great market demand and it doesn't. And when a product does not have a strong market demand, you end up spending way more money to try to make it work than the revenue that you're going to make. So anyway, this is Rick Napier from 321 Biz Development, 321bizdev.com. Phone number 855-600-9911. And Clarence Napier, multi-state insurance broker, website www.insforsure.com, toll-free telephone number 866-901-9876. Take care. Make it a great day.